Life is both beautiful and ugly, empowering and confining, all at once. Just when you think you've mastered it, another challenge appears, inviting you to discover more of yourself waiting to unfold. This is the essence of Ion Lavenzon's philosophy in Until Today. We all contain multitudes. The self we present to others, our majestic peaks and verdant meadows, the self we hide, valleys of self-doubt and deserts of anger, and a third realm we're just beginning to discover, lush hillsides of hope, beaches of confidence, and gardens of self-love. If by chance no one has told you that they love you today, Van Zant writes, I would be honored to be the first to say, I love you today. With these words, she invites us into a transformative journey that doesn't just change how we think, it changes who we are. God exists in every breath and action. The law of first things means acknowledging this presence always. When waking, recognize the divine energy enabling your breath. Before acting, express gratitude for your abilities. Maintain connection by inviting divine participation into daily activities. This connection deepens through silent communion with your true self. Like plants growing from seeds containing their complete nature, you possess divine essence, the same power, wisdom, and love as the universe itself. Your God essence needs spiritual grooming. Bathe it in service, wrap it in self-love, and clothe it in kindness. True awareness includes accepting that some relationship aspects remain mysterious. Between you and desires lies space filled with divine potential. Will you fill it with needs or fears? When you decide how your day unfolds, you create reality. Conscious decisions about being faith-filled transform your experience. Remember, joy, knowing, and love come from within, while happiness, believing, and pleasure respond to external events. Love isn't just what you say. It's who you are and what you do. To anchor love on earth, recognize it as your true identity. When you're gentle with yourself, non-judgmental, truthful, and celebrate your divine worth, you embody love. Your name is Beloved, both your identity and your command. Be love in all you do, even when tired, facing rejection, or when everything fails. In relationships, we often withhold love by shutting down, shutting people out, or refusing to compromise. Not sharing feelings or withholding helpful information is withholding love. Whatever isn't love is fear. Many people aren't loving because they're in pain. While the human tendency is to respond in kind, the spiritual imperative is to offer love for insult, love for hurt. When faced with unkindness, respond with gentleness. The more unlovingly someone behaves, the greater their need for healing. Love remains constant and available in unlimited supply, pure and innocent like a newborn baby. It's right where you are, in this moment. Acknowledgement means looking things directly in the eye, naming them, and deciding their role in your life. Like the man at Bethesda who waited 38 years without entering the healing waters, we often leave situations unaddressed, making excuses. Are you listening to your life? Every condition and relationship contains messages. What are your difficulties revealing? Where are your energy leaks? Your life constantly communicates, but we often fear its message. We all face breakdown moments when we must confront what we've avoided. Though we feel weak, this is actually the pathway to greatness. Our greatest fear demands we step into our potential. These moments of clarity draw you into the unknown, frightening yet liberating. This awareness might upset those who manipulate you. When this happens, sit alone, give thanks, write your thoughts, and act when inspired. Remember that pain isn't natural, but a warning. While temporary discomfort with new experiences is normal, persistent pain signals deeper issues. Instead of addressing causes, we often tolerate pain. What pain are you enduring that's trying to guide you to a better way? Angels constantly pray, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." A universal prayer operating when you can't pray for yourself. Each time you deny joy or believe your thoughts exceed divine knowledge, higher beings plead for your forgiveness. As children, we absorb often inaccurate information about our value, creating our looking glass. Even discovering these falsehoods, we remain loyal to them, creating tension between our soul's truth and what we were taught. When examining behaviors, ask, why would someone doing this need to believe to justify it? Being wrong serves a purpose. It signals when I need to change direction. It's life teaching me what I need for better results. To release pain from disappointments, simply acknowledge it just didn't work. Accept your part without emotional attachment and move forward with self-loving steps. Consider this prayer. I forgive myself for judging my true self as less than perfect, for believing I'm not enough, for not asking for what I need, for thinking I don't deserve happiness. Trust is binary. You either trust or you don't. This cycle begins with self-trust. Without trusting yourself, you can't trust others or fully engage in living and loving. While faith and trust are related, they differ. Faith perceives what's unseen before evidence exists. Trust concerns its existence. Faith attracts desires. Trust enables possessing them. Think of faith as the cake and trust as the essential butter for both icing and cake. When someone betrays your trust, notice if your anger targets them or yourself. Most people feel upset with themselves for trusting unwisely. The real issue? While trusting others, we often forget to trust ourselves. Your worth isn't derived from affirmations or others' opinions. It comes from understanding intellectually, trusting emotionally, and accepting spiritually that you're worthy simply because you exist. Your worthiness is evidenced by your presence, your breathing, your heartbeat. Recognizing life as a gift confirms your worth. When you trust yourself as a unique expression of life and accept you're not a mistake, you embody worthiness. Peace is a choice, regardless of circumstances. Please excuse all crazy experiences. Reminds us difficult situations improve. Rather than eliminating life's craziness, look beyond it, using your mind to find inner peace. Peace emerges when we focus on one thing at a time. When responsibilities crowd your mind, stress follows. List what must be done, eliminating tasks you've assumed because others won't do them. We often struggle most to forgive ourselves. Forgiveness doesn't condone mistakes. It fosters growth and healing. Self-punishment impedes progress. Our detrimental actions typically signal we're ready to release false beliefs. When something has served its purpose, it will leave. Things without purpose go sour or depart abruptly. Holding on only disturbs your peace. Until today, you may have lived with limitations, hiding your true self. Now you can choose differently. Embrace your divine nature and live from love. This journey isn't about reaching a destination, but discovering who you've been all along, a beloved expression of divine perfection, worthy simply because you exist.